This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the 24th of April of the year 2023. The first case is Lois Kuespert, K-U-E-S, P like in Peter, E-R like in Roger, T like in Tango, L-O-I-S is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, that was referred to this office because of CKD3B period. We have to keep in mind that this patient had two surgeries in the back, and after the two surgeries, the patient lost control and the sensation from the waist down. She's recovering it little by little after lengthy physical therapy period. In our evaluation, we know that this patient has a serum creatinine that is between 1.4 and 4.3, and the estimated GFR is around 40 mLs per minute, period. The patient showed that the right kidney is 9.9 centimeters normal without every evidence of hydronephrosis or a stone formation. The left kidney is 11.5 centimeters with normal echogenicity. The urinary bladder was distended with 387 mLs, and the patient was unable to void during the procedure at the hospital, period. In other words, we have a patient that could have neurogenic bladder that has to be attended by urology. The patient was emphasized about the need to seek a neurological appointment, urology appointment, in order to get the recommendation regarding the urinary retention period. In time, this urinary retention could be part of the CKD3B period. The protein creatinine ratio is 600, and the patient has a contaminated urine that is with a busy sediment. That whether or not that is reliable is unknown. The patient is going to Alabama, and I recommended to seek urology evaluation as soon as possible. Number two, the patient has evidence of anemia with a hemoglobin of 9.6 the ferritin is 33, and the saturation of iron is just 12%. She's advised to take iron on a daily basis. Could be over the counter. The ideal situation would be to take a couple of tablets a day. Following number, the patient has elevated TSH, is up to 6.75 T3 and T4 with a normal range. I'm going to take the liberty of changing the levothyroxine from 75 to 88 micrograms on a daily basis. A following number, the uric acid is 5.4. the folate and the is with the normal limits, and the B12 is also within range. Following number, the patient has a diagnosis of fibromyalgia and peripheral neuropathy that is treated with Lyrica. Following number, the lipid profile is within a normal range. We are going to give an appointment in September to see us, and we are going to communicate this all of this information with the primary doctor to Saint.